Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 12th of September. Let's dive into the cues to kickstart your trading day. Indian equities extended their winning streak for a seventh straight day and finished at a three-week high. The Nifty finally managed to shut shop above the 25,000 mark. This also marked the index's longest stretch of gains in 5 months. Broader markets ended mildly higher, though overall market breadth was neutral with the NSE advance decline ratio at 1:1. The Nifty Bank Index added over 130 points to settle at 54,670, and most sectors advanced except autos and IT. Infosys slipped about 1% ahead of the board meeting to consider a share buyback. Among the top movers in the mid-cap universe, Sigachi, Piccadilly Agro and Green Panel Industries rallied anywhere between 11 to 20% on strong volumes. Tega Industries fell 3% on news of its 13,200 crore rupee Molycap acquisition in partnership with Apollo Funds. Capital market stocks slipped on reports that SEBI may issue a consultation paper to end weekly expiries. Aurobindo Pharma jumped 6% as GTCR moved closer to acquiring Zentiva. On the currency front, the rupee weakened to a record low of 88.44 against the US dollar. In terms of fund flows, foreign institutional investors sold nearly 3,500 crore worth of equities, while domestic institutions bought stocks worth over 4,000 crore rupees in the cash market. Looking ahead, analysts see the 25,100 to 25,150 zone as the next resistance. A breakout could set up a test of 25,200 to 25,250, with a bullish gap near 24,900 likely to act as support. But if the Nifty fails to decisively clear 25,000 to 25,100 soon, some short-term weakness could emerge. Meanwhile, markets will keep an eye on the latest developments in the India-US trade ties. US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has said that India must make meaningful concessions, starting with reducing its reliance on Russian crude, to maintain strong economic ties with the United States. He also emphasized that New Delhi should take steps to open its markets more fully to American businesses. Meanwhile, the 13th round of negotiations on the proposed free trade agreement between India and the European Union has entered its fourth day and is set to continue till September 13th. The European Union Trade Commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, will join negotiations from today. Now let's shift our focus to the global stage. Asian markets are mostly in the green this morning, taking their cues from Wall Street's strong finish overnight. Japan's Nikkei added about 0.5%, extending Thursday's record highs. South Korea and Chinese indices are also trading higher. Back home, the GIFT Nifty futures are pointing to a positive open for the Indian equities, even as US futures are slightly in the red. On Wall Street, all three major indices closed at record levels. The Dow surged more than 600 points to finish above the 46,000 mark for the first time ever, while the S&P 500 gained almost 1% and the Nasdaq climbed 0.7%. Week to date, each of the three indices is up around 1.6%, putting the S&P 500 on track for its best week since early August and its fifth gain in 6 weeks. On the data front, the August Consumer Price Index came in a touch hotter than expected, rising 0.4% month-on-month versus forecast of 0.3%. Year-on-year, inflation was steady at 2.9%, matching estimates. But markets focused more on a surprise jump in US jobless claims, the highest since October 2021. In Europe, European Central Bank kept interest rates steady as widely expected by traders. On to the forex and bond markets. The US 10-year Treasury yield dropped to 4%. The dollar softened after the data that came out of the US, while gold hovered near record highs as traders increased bets that the Federal Reserve will resume rate cuts next week. On to the commodities market then. Crude prices, meanwhile, edged lower. Concerns over softening US demand and a global supply overhang outweighed geopolitical risks from the Middle East and Russia. The International Energy Agency raised its 2025 global supply outlook, while OPEC kept its own supply and demand forecasts unchanged, citing steady consumption trends. Let's now turn to the key stocks that could be in the spotlight today. Starting with Infosys, the IT major announced its biggest ever share buyback worth 18,000 crore rupees. This marks the company's fifth buyback in 8 years. The IT major has fixed the price of the share buyback at 1,800 rupees per share, which is a 19% premium to the Thursday's closing price. Moving to Mahindra & Mahindra, its wholly owned subsidiary Mahindra Holdings has signed definitive agreements with Prudential Management and Services to acquire stakes in two group companies, Mahindra & Mahindra Contech and PSL Media & Communications. After this deal, both firms will become direct subsidiaries of Mahindra Holdings. The move is aimed at simplifying the group structure, improving operational efficiency and cutting costs. Bharat Forge announced a strategic MOU with UK-based Wind Racers to expand UAV operations in India. Its arm has also bagged a contract with Grade 1 for the supply of artillery system spare parts to the UAE, another boost for its defence vertical. JBM Auto's subsidiary Ecolife Mobility secured a $100 million capital investment from the International Finance Corporation to scale up e-bus deployment across India. State-run NBCC has signed an MOU with Rajasthan's Industrial Development and Investment Corporation to take up infrastructure projects worth about 3,700 crore rupees near Jaipur International Airport. JSW Energy has commissioned 317 megawatts of renewable capacity in August, taking its total installed base to 13.1 gigawatts. Consumer goods major Marico will acquire the remaining 46% stake in HW Wellness for 138 crore rupees, giving it full ownership of the health foods brand. And finally, Cohance Life Sciences received a clean sheet from the US FDA after an inspection of its Andhra Pradesh manufacturing facility, which concluded with zero observations. Meanwhile, today marks the final day to subscribe to the IPOs of Urban Company, Shringar House of Mangalsutra and Dev Accelerator. Before we wrap, a quick check on some important events to watch out for today. Market regulator SEBI's board is meeting today and a host of big reforms could be on the table. Sources say proposals may include easier stake dilution rules for large IPOs, an expanded role for rating agencies, a revamp of registrar and broker norms, and even granting equity status to REITs and InvITs. We could also see moves to introduce accredited investor schemes for alternative funds, plus steps to strengthen exchange governance and ease requirements for investment advisors and research analysts. Next up, inflation data for August is due today. After 9 straight months of decline, consumer prices are expected to tick higher as the base effect fades. Economists are expecting a reading just above 2% compared with 1.55% in the month of July. And finally, the government is convening a 2-day banking reform meet called Manthan with public sector banks. Everything from potential bank mergers and consolidation to the use of artificial intelligence, governance standards, asset quality and overall customer satisfaction may be discussed. That's all we have for your Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.